Hello, can I help you?
Hello, my name is Quan. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Okay, today y'all took out $67.32. How come?
May I have your first and last name, please?
John Buckholz. I did not authorize it. I didn't give you my bank information.
Okay, sir, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Shipping address?
Yes, sir, you do have an account with us.
My address is 13145 Redfern Lane, Dallas, Texas.
One moment.
But I did not authorize y'all to take any money out of my account.
One moment, sir.
I'm filing fraud charges on y'all. And
okay, sir, I see that you ordered the tactical bag. Doing so, you were enrolled into the discount membership.
The what bag?
Tactical bag.
No, that was, they said for shipping only. Free.
Okay, sir. On the site, on those
times. $7.95 or $6.95. I wasn't buying no bag. I already got three of those bags, but this was said free for just shipping only.
Okay, sir. Was explaining those terms and conditions that you'll pay for shipping. Doing so, you'll be enrolled into the membership.
Oh, no. I didn't want to be part of the membership. I did not. When I read it, it didn't say nothing about the membership. I don't want to be in no membership. I had $83 in my account before you took that $67, which left me with $13. I've been disabled. I've been stuck in the hospital for 3 weeks. I can't afford to lose money like that, ma'am.
I do apologize, sir. It was explained in those terms and conditions. I can do a 35% refund back on that charge.
You need to, because I can't have it worked in over a month.
Okay,
I can't afford stuff like that. I was just getting that tactical bag to get my grandson 12 years old for Christmas because I can't afford to buy nothing for him for Christmas. So I thought he might like that since it was only for shipping only.
Okay,
I don't want the bag no more. Just give me all my money back and don't ship that bag out.
Okay, sir, instead of that 35%, I can bring it up to a 50%. Refund back on that charge.
Oh, no, I got to have my whole $67, ma'am.
The most that I can do is 50%, sir, due to those terms and conditions.
I got to have my whole, I want my 100%. I never authorized that, ma'am.
Sir, those terms and conditions were agreed to, which did
explain. No, they weren't, ma'am.
Sir, anytime you purchase online...
My brother works for the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I'm going to have him investigate this company.
Okay,
and
he will see that you agree to those terms and conditions.
No, I did not agree to those terms and conditions. No. It's fraud.
Okay, so I'm going to issue that for a refund. It will take 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account. Thank you for calling customer support.
And what was your name? What was your name? Ma'am, what was your name? Ma'am, what was your name? Are you refusing to give me your name? I've recorded this whole phone conversation. You just, you was talking to me, and you're still on the phone. Are you refusing to give me your name? But I got it all on recording. Are you not going to say anything no more? Are you just going to listen and breathe in the phone? I'm also going to see you. I got your phone number. I have your location right now where you're at. And right now it's 10:09. You called at 10:05. So I can trace back your identity. I can get your identity, ma'am. I'm suing the company. I'm filing fraud charges on you and the company. My brother works for the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations. I've already talked to my bank. They said it looks like fraud. I told them it's fraud. And I have your voice on my recorder. I recorded everything you and me were talking, and I'm still recording this.